I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the show, announcing the Sigil Lab. I am so excited because I have been wanting to announce this for, about 6 years, going all the way back to the time when I created Paracymatics in 2017. You know, last year I bought some new property here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I started building and rebuilding, you know, like my workshop and my lab and my office and my studio. And all. And it has taken me about a year just since I got this property to finally be able to set up what I now have set up, because I have taken a section of my workshop and I have turned it into the Sigil Lab, which is primarily there in order to actually create unique, custom-made, personal sigils for you. I mean a sigil of your name or a sigil of any phrase that you want encoded or a combination of both. And it has been very sophisticated to put all the pieces together. I'll explain exactly how I do it in a minute, how we do it here at the Sigil Lab. But first off, let me sort of answer the question of like, well, why do this? And some of you are, I know, brand new to this whole topic. Maybe you've never even heard of Paracymatics. Well, I'm going to recap all that for you in a minute and explain what I'm talking about. But for those of you who do know what a sigil is, I'm talking about a magical symbol, an almost abstract looking printed symbol that, you know, it
doesn't have to be printed out. You could put it on your phone. The point is you look at it throughout the day in order to make it work for you. It's an antenna for a certain kind of energy. And when I first came up with this method called Paracymatics 6 years ago, people immediately started contacting me and they're like, we see that you've made some sigils for concepts, like you made a sigil to attract money and a sigil to enhance psychic phenomena, a sigil to neutralize psychic phenomena. I mean, like I made a handful of these kinds of sigils, but people would say, can you make me my own personal sigil? And it is actually quite laborious and time consuming to do that. And so I said, maybe someday, I'm not set up for that now. And so I said, look, just sign up for my free e-newsletter. And when and if that day comes, I'll announce it there. And then, as it turns out, not too long after that, George Norrie invited me to go on his Gaia TV show called Beyond Belief. I've been on that show numerous times, but I was looking for something cool and interesting to do for that, especially something that would surprise George. And I thought, you know what? I am going to make a George Norrie sigil. And so I took George Norrie's name and his likeness and I turned it into a symbol, running it through the Paracymatics method. And the idea was that maybe if you have a symbol of your own name, your own, it's almost like your own personal logo in a way, maybe it actually enhances your bioenergy and it helps you to attract all of these things that you want into your life because it's magnifying what you're projecting out there. So maybe it's kind of like, you know, Superman is still Superman when he's not wearing his suit, but when he puts the suit on, it magnifies his abilities. I wasn't sure, but on this TV show, I said, George, I have a surprise for you. And I gave him the George Norrie sigil that I made using his name. Okay. And so, he was, you know, what at first he was like, well, this is pretty wild. What do I do with this? I said, just carry it with you in your pocket or put it on your phone or just hang it on the wall, put it on the refrigerator, but just look at it as often as possible. The next time I saw George Norrie, he said to me, Josh, I did what you said. I've been using this sigil. He says, I've been carrying it around with me. I've been looking at it. And he goes, you're not going to believe all the good things that have been happening to me since I started doing this. And he went down this list. And because I don't want to violate George's personal privacy, I don't want to tell you, but he told me some pretty amazing things that had been happening both personally and professionally that were improving his life. And he said that it all started when he began carrying the sigil around. And I thought, well, that's a really good sign. So after that, occasionally I would make one for a very close friend or relative just to see. And they all gave me the same kind of feedback. And of course, when people saw me give George Norrie this personalized sigil on the show Beyond Belief, well, then that is when people really started blowing up my email saying, please make me a personal sigil. Make me a personal sigil. Over the years, I would say I get at least one email per week from somebody out there in the world saying, please make me my own personal sigil. And I've kept saying, I'm not ready. Well, now I'm ready. And I shot a video that explains what the process is. It shows you what the Sigil Lab looks like. You just go to thesigillab.com. Sigil is spelled S-I-G-I-L. Thesigillab.com. Okay. And if you go there right now, you're going to see, again, how we make these. And I am going to be taking requests to make a personal sigil for the next 7 to 10 days. Now, I say only for the next 7 to 10 days because it is a lot of work and I have a lot of projects going on and I just cannot, you know, devote all my time to this because I am personally involved in every single sigil that's made. My wife, Lauren, is personally involved in every single sigil that is made that is exclusive and personalized and custom made just for you. based upon your name and or the information that you give us. So again, 7 to 10 days. So if you don't be mad at me if you go there and it says not accepting request. All right. I'm not saying I will never, ever do this again, but I'm just telling you that right now I'm giving you 7 to 10 days if you actually want to do this. And we're going to cut it off at some point because, you know, there are only so many hours in the day. So that is like in a nutshell for you what's going on. But now let me go back and just sort of briefly recap for you what this is all about. There was a German scientist who lived in the late 1700s and early 1800s named Ernst Chladni. He was a physicist, but he was also a musician. And he started experimenting with taking substances like sand and sprinkling the sand on a thin sheet of metal. And then he would take something like a violin bow and he would run it down the edge of the metal. And when he did that, the sand would snap into all of these amazing different patterns that looked a lot like snowflakes. Okay. We've all seen this effect now. And what's especially amazing is it doesn't just happen in two dimensions, like the sand or salt particles or whatever on a flat plate. You can actually take a semi-liquid substance like cornstarch and water, and you can play frequencies through it, and you can see these forms rise up three-dimensionally as well. It's like you're creating mountains and little galaxies, and it is the purest form of magic I can think of, where you're taking something that is invisible, an invisible resonance that is clearly highly organized, and you are matching it up with physical matter in order to shape the physical world. That is magic condensed to its essence. And over time, these experiments that Chladni was doing they became known as cymatics, which is a Greek word that means wave. All right. And so cymatics has fascinated people for hundreds of years, this way of visualizing the invisible world and literally creating an interface between the invisible world and the physical world. So I've always been experimenting with it, and I thought that it holds sort of the key to understanding the mind-body-environment relationship. And so about 6 years ago, I got this idea, and I thought, what if I actually start creating cymatics that carry a message within, so that you're not just getting a pattern from the sound, from the vibration, but you're getting a pattern that emerges, which is going to be unique because it is showing you a message that you were also broadcasting in at the same time. And this transitioned into this field that I created called paracymatics. When we come back, I'm going to explain to you more about what paracymatics is, and then I'm going to tell you specifically what Lauren and I are doing here in the Sigil Lab, this perfect blend of science and art, in order to create these personalized sigils. But you got to watch the video, okay? It's a short video. It's only a few minutes long, and you'll really understand it so much better if you go to thesigillab.com, thesigillab.com. Right now, that's the only way to go there and see it. I don't think I have it linked up anywhere else as I'm recording this right now. So thesigillab.com. You get to type in what you want the sigil to encode. And like I say, when we come back, I'll explain to you how I use my own voice to do this for you. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is George Norrie, and you're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
To Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agiatato zume! You know what? Here at the Sigil Lab, we are experimenting with all of the physical power of sound. We are actually levitating small objects using only sound waves. You've got to see this video. The video is only 3 minutes long. I could have made it a lot longer, but I wanted it to be snappy and get to the point. Watch the 3-minute video at thesigillab.com and you will see us levitating things. And you'll see some other, I think, pretty wild
demonstrations of just stuff you can do with sound and resonance before I even get into paracymatics. But let's go back to what paracymatics is. Okay, so when I was in, I think Puerto Rico is where I came up with this, in 2017, I started experimenting with sound and sand. I was using sand from, at first, just the beach there in Puerto Rico. And I started creating all these amazing cymatics patterns. And then I thought, well, what if as a tone is being played, and you know, you can go to tone generators and play all kinds of different tones and get different patterns. But what if while I'm playing a pure tone and this sand is snapping into this pattern, what if I incorporate a message into it? So, for example, what if I plug my own voice in and I say something like, I am attracting more money, or I am attracting better health, or something like that? How is that going to change the pattern? And I was fascinated by not only how much the pattern changed, but how much more interesting that it would look if instead of using sand, I started using water. Because when you get these patterns in water, you literally get that three-dimensional form, that three-dimensional texture on the surface of the water. And so I started experimenting with Lauren's help, playing these tones in the water along with a message. And then we would have the lights dim, and then I would use infrared light and ultraviolet light and lasers in order to highlight this form that was being created on the water. And I would videotape it from different points of view, combine that and extract from it an image of exactly the pattern that Mother Nature created when this tone was in this water. And then I would hand that over to my wife, and this is where science meets art, and I would say, okay, I would like for you, because she's a great artist, I would like for you to extract the highlights from this image and produce just the black and white symbol of that highlight. And this is what became a paracymatics sigil. Para means beyond. So this is, you know, going beyond cymatics, but it's also to specifically create a pattern with a meaning. Sigil comes from the Latin for symbol. All right. So this is ultimately, if you're talking about paracymatics sigil. So it is, cymatics is waves. We're going paracymatics beyond waves in order to create a sigil or a sill or a magical symbol. That's what that means, paracymatics sigil. And the first, like some of the original ones that I created, where again, there's one to attract money, one to attract love and romance, one to attract ghosts, one to attract psychic experiences. Beyond that, I went into, you know, people started, you know, well, I went first on Coast to Coast AM and I talked about this and it just exploded. Okay. Cause I told everybody, if you want to experiment with these, they're free. And that still stands. If you want to experiment with these that I just told you about, go to thesigillab.com. There's a link at the bottom that will give you a whole list of these sigils freely available. You'll see a picture of the water that I got and then the pattern that was extracted. And so from there, people were like, well, I study UFOs. So I made one to attract UFOs. Then I made one just to attract paranormal beings. And then I made one to neutralize or stop paranormal activity. And then I made a one for general well-being and happiness, one for safe travels, one for pet protection, one for gaining successful employment, one for psychic self-defense, one for strengthening willpower for a goal. Like all this stuff is freely available for you on this site. So you don't even have to go there and pay to have the personalized sigil made unless that's important to you. And I would think it would be if you understand this. But when people started getting these sigils, Here's what blew my mind. The next thing that happened was I started getting the emails from people who were tattooing the sigils, because they would get a sigil, like, for example, the one to attract money or to attract a relationship or attract employment or whatever, health, well-being. They would get one of these sigils and they would either put it on their phone, like in the background of their phone, and look at it whenever they turn their phone on. And that's great, because even if you're not conscious of it, it's in your subconscious mind. Or they would put it on their wallpaper on their desktop or their tab, or they would just print it out and carry it in their wallet, so they would see it every time they look into their wallet, or they'd put it on their wall, or, like I was saying earlier, your fridge, you know, your steering wheel, like wherever you're just going to look throughout the day. All you have to do is look at it. Because the idea here is that when you take that message and you capture it as it was expressed by Mother Nature, then this is like a condensation of that energy, of that message, which acts as an antenna that is going to filter that message and bring that energy into your life. That's the idea. And people started seeing that it worked so well. They said, you know what? I want to tattoo this thing on my body. And that's when I knew this was really working for people, when people started to tattoo it. And so it was not a big surprise. People would send me pictures of big jackpots they've hit. As a matter of fact, I want to talk to you a little bit later here about gambling. I got a funny story for you. I really got a kick out of this, and I think you will as well. But anyway, I got a, you know, like a picture here of somebody who says, look, I took the money sigil to the casino, and look, I hit $10,000 right here. I mean, I got a picture of it. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, it just went on and on. So it was not a surprise that people started saying, especially after they saw me make a personal sigil for George Norrie, like, I want my own personal sigil. So here is what happens if you go to thesigillab.com and you say, I want a sigil. Again, you've got over the next 7 to 10 days while I guarantee you I'm going to accept sigil requests. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that, because if we get overwhelmed, I may just cut it off, right, you know, earlier. But anyway, if you go there, it says, you know, our goal is to email you your sigil as soon as possible. And you put in, there's a little place where you put in your name or a phrase. Or both. You can put in whatever you want to, and then you send that with your payment, and that appears on my laptop in my studio. And I go, oh, I got somebody here who wants a personalized sigil. So I, Joshua P. Warren, the great and terrible, sit down personally in my studio in front of the microphone, and I make a high quality recording of the words that you have sent me. I will say your name, or I will say whatever, you know, you're trying to accomplish. Then that sigil, that audio recording, that it is ready to be turned into a paracymatic sigil. So it goes from my studio to the sigil lab. When it gets to the sigil lab, then Lauren, she first off takes it and processes it into the water, where I go in and we work together and we use infrared light, ultraviolet light, and lasers to illuminate the pattern that Mother Nature creates when these words are spoken. We capture it. Once it's captured, then we extract it. And that's when Lauren sits down, and that's when she does the final extraction of the sigil. And then we turn around and we email that to you, and it's yours. You have all the rights to it for the rest of your life. You can do whatever you want with it. You can embroider it on things if you want to. You can add it to products. This is almost like your personal logo, just like a business would have, right? And I mean, it is, this is the kind of thing that actually can change your life in ways that you can't even imagine. That goes beyond what we can even truly understand. But when we come back from this break, I want to explain to you something specifically about gambling and gathering money, because that I have this friend who recently came to see me in Las Vegas, and he was telling me about some of his experiences with gambling. and I have a lot of luck. And he says his luck is rotten. And so we started talking about that. And he told me something really funny that he was doing. I think it's funny. But it's a tip that some of you might think is, it's kind of brilliant in a way. I'm going to tell you about this tip, and then I'm going to tell him sort of what I shared with him regarding sort of my philosophy on attracting money and getting the things that you need for your material life. But also like some very specific tips on how, you know, things you should or should not do with manifestation. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The four.
The Art Bell Vault has classic audio waiting for you now. Go to coasttocoastam.com for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
We'll
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. I have a friend who works in the TV business, and he comes here to Las Vegas often to film. And I think he would be okay with me telling you his name. He'd probably even like it because I would be promoting some of his projects. But the thing is, I don't want to take a chance. Maybe I'll tell you sometime in the future because I didn't explicitly ask him if I could talk about this. But it's just such a good story. I think it's funny. So because he's in Vegas a lot, he's always staying at these casinos and resorts when he comes into town, he's always tempted to gamble. I mean, because there's only really so much you can do in Vegas if you don't want to go and watch expensive shows all the time. There's only so much you can eat and drink without getting sick. So, I mean, gambling is an attractive thing to do, but boy, it has a mixed reputation among various different types of people. Some people, They associate it with something fun, and then some people associate it with bad memories. It's like I remember one time I was flying into Las Vegas before I lived here, and the flight attendant got on the microphone and said, "We're almost at lost wages." So this friend of mine, I believe that he thinks that he has a gambling problem. But I don't actually think he has a gambling problem. He just really, really doesn't like to lose money. And so I've seen him gamble before. And if he loses like $5, he's not happy. I doubt he's ever lost $20 in his whole life. So I really don't think he has a gambling problem. He just really hates that feeling of throwing money away. So recently he was in town. And we got together for dinner. And at one point, he opened up his wallet and he started taking out money, cash money. And I noticed that all of it looked pink. Now, this is U.S. currency, but it looked pink, kind of like Monopoly money. And I said, "Why in the world is all your cash pink?" And he goes, "Oh, well," he goes, "I started thinking about it." He said, I was sitting in my room and I had some fruit punch. And he goes, I dipped some cash into the fruit punch and it dyed it this color. And so the slot machines won't take it. So this, I just dyed all my money pink because people will still take it. But now, there's no way I can gamble with it. And I was like, "What? You dyed your cash pink with fruit juice, like punch or whatever, so that even if you were tempted to gamble, you would, nope, it's not going to happen." He says, "Yeah." And I was like, that is actually genius, I guess. I mean, like I've never heard of something like that. That was a new one for me. And I immediately thought, I've got to share this with my audience. And at that point he goes, "Hey, you want some as a souvenir?" I said, "Yeah, I do." So he gave me some of these, which is ironic because he gave it away to me, but he just didn't want to give it to the casino. And that's funny because you see, when I go into a casino or something like that, I go in with this wholehearted, full expectation that I'm going to win. And I'm not just going to win, I'm going to win a lot. And the thing is, just about every time I leave a casino, I have won money. The only reason I might not come out ahead is because when I win that money, then sometimes I'm like, that's not enough. I want to win more money, and then I keep pushing it and push to something insane. Like I'm saying, like I want to win like $150,000. And so because I'm out there like really taking risks, and I'm like, I've set aside this money to gamble with. If I lose it, fine, but I'm gonna have fun, trying to win that $1 million jackpot, because it does happen in this town. And, it's on the local news. I mean, there are slot machines around here where you can bet $3 and win $16 million.
And that's a fun challenge. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you to go gambling. But what I'm saying is that I believe that when you, if you make that decision and you go in there with that mindset, it helps you. And also, like, if you bet $1 or $5 or whatever and you lose it, it also helps to, instead of being all angry, think to yourself, well, this money is going to help somebody who has a family to feed or whatever. You know, it's like, it's part of, that's somebody else's job is getting a piece of that. I mean, they gotta have fuel for their charter jet, right? I mean, come on, have some sympathy, folks. But nonetheless, I think it's a good time for me once in a while to touch on this philosophy of using manifestation methods for attracting money, including gambling. One of the great things about a sigil is you don't have to do anything with a sigil. A sigil is designed to sit there and somehow channel energy psychically or spiritually. And all you have to do is look at it and be aware of it and bring it into your psyche. That's the great thing about a sigil. But when it comes to some of these other things, like, you know, wishing machines, they have to be tuned a certain way, or, you know, there are all kinds of different techniques for manifestation. And so I think it's good to point this out. If you go to, for example, wishingmachineproject.com, which is where we sell our wishing machines, there is a section called FAQ. Okay. It's on the right side. It's in red letters. Click here for FAQ. And I want to read something to you about this process of getting money. The question is, can I wish for money? And here's the answer. And this, yes, it was written for wishing machines, but it applies to any of this kind of manifestation stuff. Yes, you can use these boxes to wish for whatever you want. However, in our results, you have far more success wishing for the objects and experiences you would purchase with the money rather than the money itself. And that's because money itself is not really a thing. It's a flow of energy. And if you've signed up for my free e-newsletter at joshuapwarren.com, you got a link to the 5-Minute Money Miracle Secret, which explains all this to you. But anyway, and that's all free, by the way. So it's almost like if you need a new car and the car is going to cost, you know, 30 grand, you're going to be better off if you just wish for the car and let the universe figure out how to bring that into your life rather than wishing for the 30 grand. But when it comes to something like gambling or playing the lotto, so here's the next question. You know, can I use this to gamble or play the lotto at a casino or whatever? So the answer is we do not recommend you using the box for playing the lottery. And this is because in a lottery, your intention is directly competing with the intentions of thousands or millions of other people all vying for the same thing at the same time. In our experience, the box is much more effective if you're going to use it before entering a casino. And that's because in a casino, at least different people are focusing on different things. So therefore, your personal intention is stronger since you are focusing on one machine or one game at a time with a smaller pool of simultaneous competitors. Okay. So, and there are also, you know, other tips on this FAQ page, like, can I use this manifestation machine to find a romantic partner? And the tip there is yes, but you should not use your machine to target another specific individual. Instead of wishing for a particular person, wish to find the perfect person for you. And we give you tips on how to do that. So, you know, there are all these things that you have to remember, if you're going to try to wish for something, you know, as tangible as money. And, you know, in my book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction, you know, I write here that the effective or the most effective means by which to receive is to feel you are a happy and abundant person. Often, as I take a few moments to meditate on what I want, I close my eyes, use my imagination, and envision myself growing larger and larger into a gigantic being. And as I do this, I will open my arms as wide as possible, assuming the pose of receiving. And I'm thinking to the universe, thank you for your abundance. And I feel powerful waves of positive energy flowing through me from this astounding creation. Now that may seem a little bit, you know, like, hocus pocus there, but I tell you what, if you go to my website, joshuapwarren.com, you can read this book for free in both English and Spanish as a PDF. Okay. Just go click the link there. You'll see a picture of the book, Use the Force. And this is almost like a handbook for all kinds of manifestation. So anyway, hopefully you'll find some of that stuff interesting right now because, you know, the economy's in a wacky spot. But speaking of Las Vegas, when we come back from the break, I have got something kind of, well, it's kind of twisted. It's kind of dark and twisted. I figure, you know, I think it's been a pretty positive show so far. So let me leave you with something twisted. It's also kind of funny though. It's twisted, but not disturbing. So don't worry. It's not going to mess with you that much. I recently bought this book. I have it in my hands right now. It's called The Serial Killer Cookbook. True crime trivia and disturbingly delicious last meals from Death Row's most infamous killers and murderers. I know you're thinking, my Lord, Josh, why on earth did you buy the Serial Killer Cookbook? Well, I have a couple of reasons for this. When we come back, I'm going to explain and I'm going to tell you about one particular recipe. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Joshua P. Warren and Strange Things coming right up.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. Please make sure and check out my show, Shades of the Afterlife, heard right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now more Joshua P. Warren on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I am holding a copy of the Serial Killer Cookbook in my hands. I'm not endorsing this book necessarily. I'm just saying that, well, I guess this is one of my mental manna segments when I just tell you about something thought-provoking and often weird that I have been thinking about. There's a little something for everybody in this show called Strange Things. Yes, the Serial Killer Cookbook, it's got recipes inside of it. This is by Ashley Lecker. I don't know Ashley Lecker, but I bet Ashley Lecker is a fun date. What are we doing tonight, Ashley? Oh, come on over to my house. We're having the Jeffrey Dahmer special. So when you flip through this, and it's a very well-made book, it's got lots of great pictures in it, and it has sort of like a little bio of a terrible individual here. We have all the five-star serial killers, I guess, the ones that went to the to their execution, at least. Like, you know, you got your Ted Bundy here, of course. We have our Bruno Hauptmann and Charles Starkweather, but Eileen Wuornos. But the one that stands out really for me is John Wayne Gacy. That's the reason I'm bringing this book up to you, because John Wayne Gacy, he is probably best remembered for being the killer clown. And in fact, just to go over his basic stats real quick here, John Wayne Gacy was born in 1942. He was executed by lethal injection in 1994. They say that he tortured and murdered at least 33 young men and boys. And he became known as the Killer Clown due to his public performances as Pogo the Clown or Patches the Clown. He committed all of his murders inside his ranch-style house. He would lure victims to his home and dupe them into donning handcuffs on the pretext of a magic trick. And then he would do all of his terrible things. 26 victims were buried in the crawl space of his home, and three others were buried elsewhere on his property. Four were discarded in the Des Plaines River. Okay, so he did most of this stuff around Chicago, Illinois. He was 52 years old when they killed him. By the way, his last words before he was executed, his last words were, "Kiss my you-know-what." So he was not a bit remorseful for all of that. That kind of guy. And he is, again, associated with what he did around Chicago, Illinois. But a lot of people do not realize that he may have kind of got his start down this twisted pathway here in Las Vegas. Because when he was a pretty young man, I'm thinking, you know, pretty close to 20 years old, and I presume this was in Illinois, he had some type of a big problem with his parents, I think especially his father. And so he took off. Okay, he got into a car, and for whatever reason, he drove to Las Vegas, Nevada. It's funny because if you watch a lot of true crime stuff, then it seems like it's amazing how often at some point in the story Las Vegas pops up. And by the way, I'm not talking about serial killers here because that I have some serial killer fetish. I just, you know, the thing about serial killers is it's just another form of mystery. You're like, why? You know, we'll never understand it. Even if you, people who say it, we're studying them to understand how to prevent it. I don't think we're ever going to understand that. That's what makes them so bizarre, is that, you know, you can understand it if somebody kills somebody because they get jealous or they feel like they're being, you know, taken advantage of in a financially, or, you know, like there's a reason for it. But serial killers, I don't know. We're never going to understand why they do what they do. Well, when he was, again, or like around 20, he came to Las Vegas and he ended up getting a job for months at a mortuary. Okay. So he would go in there and he would help them with, embalming bodies. And apparently, sometimes he would be a pall bearer, but he became so, comfortable and so accepted at this mortuary that they allowed him to basically live there. And so he would sleep on a cot, the only person manning the mortuary at night. And that was when, according to him, he had some of his first experiences getting up in the middle of the night, creeping into the room where the dead bodies were kept, crawling in to some of the containers with bodies, and feeling very cozy and comfortable. Okay. So, he said it was shocking at first, but then he became kind of addicted to that feeling of being around dead bodies. And so when he went back to Illinois, there's a good chance that, you know, he was already kind of like in this mindset of, oh, I discovered what makes me feel good. And that's why when we occasionally throughout the year do the Paranormal Vegas Ghosts and UFO show, we used to call it Creepy Vegas. Now we call it Paranormal Vegas. We talk about the John Wayne Gacy connection that very few people know about. And, of course, you know, that's, I'll tell you when we plan on having that show available again, but it's paranormalvegas.com. It's just like 60 minutes where we show you all kinds of crazy stuff about, you know, the dark history of this area. So anyway, in the Serial Killer Cookbook, if you flip to the section on John Wayne Gacy, it tells you all about what he did, and it tells you that he was executed by lethal injection. Now, he was quite an eater, and Chicago has got some of the most delicious food in the world, in my opinion. What do you think this man, who is, when I say 52, what do you think that he decided to have as his last meal? Okay, I'm going to tell you. You ready? His last meal was a dozen deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe chicken, French fries, a pound of strawberries, and finally, a bottle of Diet Coke. And I read that and I thought, this may be the best commercial for Diet Coke I've ever seen. Like, it's, and yet they can't use it. It's like you're eating a dozen deep fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe, French fries, and you're about to die. And you still go for the Diet Coke. You still didn't want to go for like the full strength Coke at this point as your last Coke. I don't know. I just got a kick out of that. And I'm not knocking Diet Coke, not at all. And then on the next page, they give you, they give you the recipe so you can make the closest thing to it and a picture of it. But, you know, that's another thing. Like, I find this fascinating because, last meals, I mean, that's a pretty powerful thing, right? When you try to imagine, like, what is someone going to have for his or her last meal? And unfortunately, you can't get into that mindset without also accepting, well, you're going to be talking about somebody who's a horrible person because that's why they are being executed. So you can't have it both ways when you're dealing with the justice system. It's like, if we're going to look into what is good enough for a last meal, then you also have to include what was terrible enough to put you in that position. So anyway, you know what? It's an interesting book, and I don't know if I don't have any desire to sit down and reproduce anything just because I've seen it in here. I just find it interesting that some people find these to be like the most delicious foods out there. All right. I hope you found that mental manna as interesting as I do. Speaking also of Las Vegas, I'll mention real quick one more time. You can win a free Las Vegas package and all kinds of goodies if you have experience or desire to produce a country bluegrass western song. You got till July 1st of 2023. Go to BoulderCityLife.com. BoulderCityLife.com. And now, my friends, let's end on a positive note. Here is the Good Fortune Tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.